Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a market here today, mixed both in the livestock market and in the grain markets here. Corn seemed to be the weak link here in the grain side.
You know, I think when you look at it, the corn market, you know, first of all, I think it's weather that looks like it's going to warm up. Looks like we've been recharged in some areas with a little bit of moisture. And guess where I'm going to is it looks like we're going to have an open planting window to start until at least the middle of April. So do we get more acres of corn? How does it look? And, you know, the wheat market was really kind of leading the corn market up for a little while, but just too close to the end of the week and corn came under pressure. And soybeans were really led by bean oil pushing to the upside, and that gave us a big support over there at the expense of soybean meal, Randy.
Yep. It looked like that Chicago wheat was probably the biggest winner here today.
Yeah, you know, when you look at it on the wheat, it's all about the soft red wheat. Those acres, remember, were down 600,000 on the acres report. We have got some colder temperatures coming here. Maybe a little bit of damage was done. But I think it's really too wet in some of the areas on the wheat, too. So just a few issues in the wheat, you know, gave us a little bit of strength. And then a lot of chatter with Russia trying to take more control from a country standpoint of their wheat exports.
Sure. Now that grain market looked pretty tame compared to what went on in the livestock trade here today.
Yeah, you know, the cattle market is just, you know, it seems like every time we get really enthused on the bull story and the fundamental bull story on positiveness on cattle, you know, we run into a black swan. You know, it's just happened too often. You know, bubble to the top with the avian flu started last week and carried over into this week with what kind of a transmission from the dairy animal to the humans and where does that go from there. And risk-off trade, Randy, going into the weekend, funds caught big long in the market, technicals broke down, and I think it's just one of those markets, again, like we had before we bottomed in December. How low do we go? Does the news expand, or was the end of the week enough of the negative news dialed in, Randy?
Okay. So when we come back on Monday, what are we looking at then?
Well, I think when we, I think we'll see once, even if we have any more spread, you know, do we have more risk-off trading going on? You know, and you look at the hogs pushed into contract low or highs, and I think one of the issues that we had, a lot of trade, long cattle, short hogs, and certainly unwinding a lot of those spreads, pushing the hogs in contract highs up into some resistance.
Anything else we need to be aware of here?
Well, I think, you know, it was a week where the dollar was continues to be a little bit weaker, and that's probably a positive story eventually if it keeps moving in that direction.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.